USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian forces bomb and take control of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and video footage appears to be struck by many munitions, causing fires in and around the complex in southeastern Ukraine. Rebecca Koffler on Fox News early Friday morning is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency.
Putin has a very high tolerance for a very different type of warfare, nuclear warfare. He's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment.
Russian soldiers now control the plant, yet Zaporizhzhia employees are still running the operations and are reporting no radiation leaks were detected after the fires were put out. The United States is preventing Ukrainian citizens already in the United States from deportation. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said that it was extending temporary protection status for 18 months. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.